quiet like shrimp. Mm-hmm. Get a kid, catfish or brim.
Do you use different kinds of worms?
Use earthworms, grub worms, and sometimes I find wasp nests. I use wasp nests for bait, and that catch brim. And jagged nests will catch brim.
Uh-huh.
Got it all figured out.
kind of fish that you eat that comes on a shell and eat it right off the shell?
That's oyster.
Okay. And
then it's another thing grows on a shell too. That's a, some of them call them a crab with them clamps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then a shrimp, he got a little clamp, but he looks kind of like a crawfish in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But that
oyster, here?
There used to be some down at a lake down on the river front, but I ain't been in there so long. But we call them crawfish, but it was the same little thing like a shrimp from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But I call them crawfish.
What about insects?
There's plenty of them down there. Mosquitoes and everything.
Do you ever have a kind that comes in at night and flies around the lamp?
Camouflage.
And then the kinds that sting you?
That's a mosquito.
Okay.
He come around at night and he'll bite you.
Let me see. What about in the old days, we're talking about roots a minute ago, they used to have different names for colored people that were, you know, sort of names that were not nice.
Oh, yes, back in them days, that's like this one had four or five colored people. He called them his niggers. And if he didn't, some of them call him his darkest.
Hmm.
That's what they used to call us.
Yeah.
They most of them call him his nigger.
Uh-huh.
And some of them call him his darkest. That was a proper way of saying it.
Yeah.
Most of them call him just like I tell you.
They ever have names were there other names the other way around, like names that colored people use for white people?
Well, no. Some of them would call the white people old master.
Huh.
That's what the boys would call them, old
uh-huh.
master.
Now, what about if you got real mad? I won't tell anyone.
No, sir, but now what them children used to call Mr. Hamilton, the man I used to work with, we used to go to Denmark to pick up tires.
Uh-huh.
And they called Mr. Hamilton, he come from Alabama, and they would call him a Georgia cracker. And he told him he didn't come from Georgia, and when he told him, then they called him that. But, you know, and he'd laugh and cut the food with him. And I told him, I said, y'all mustn't call him that. I said, he's an old man. I said, and he's good to y'all. I said, y'all quit that. And I stopped him from calling him that. Because